This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
One of my followers of the show, he sent me this, and I thought it was pretty interesting, so I want to talk about it. He said, these are the things that are being discussed by leftists, and he asked, which is the craziest? Let me give you these ideas. So a professor says that humans need to be redesigned to be shorter to combat climate change. MasterCard says they will begin issuing credit cards based on how one self-identifies rather than their legal birth names. He says this is for the it's in our society. And third, a professor says that we're having a difficult time meeting the meat demands of the world. Therefore, we need to engineer humans to be allergic to meat. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. Could you make up better stories if you were just trying to figure out how can I make up a fake story and have people buy into it? Humans need to be shorter to combat climate change. I don't even know where to go from that. Oh, and for the record, I didn't look any of this up. So did you guys look this up? My producers say no. We just took his note. This is his note. I'm not gonna say his name, but he knows he's listening to the program now. So I'm going to look these up and see if somebody says humans need to be redesigned. But I'm going to bet you money that every one of these things is legit. Every one of them. Can you imagine MasterCard? How do you issue a card based on how oneself identifies? So if I say I'm Kevin Jackson and you give me a card that makes me Karen Jackson, I want to know how I'm going to use this card. Maybe some people won't pay attention. Or they'll think Karen is my wife or whatever for a bit, and I have her card. But what about the person that says, you don't look like Karen? And can you even ask that question without going to prison? Yeah, I don't know. And then finally, the meat demands. And let me tell you the one other thing he said. He said that there's a tick disease that supposedly escaped a Colorado lab that makes people allergic to meat. So anyway, so he says, so if you're stupid enough to take the next shot, you'll know why you can't eat meat. Because they may be engineering you not to eat it. Don't even get me started on this Wu Flu shot and all the issues related to that, because there's some serious things that are being done. In fact, the CDC is talking about it does indeed affect the heart for people. But we'll get into that here in a bit. I don't know which of those three. So when this guy sent me this note, he says, Kevin, which one of these stories do you think is the craziest? I don't even know. They're all crazy to me. You want to design people to be shorter? We already have short people. And what is the definition of short? I think right now the average American's like 5'10" male. It's 5'10", and woman might be, say, 5'4", something like that. So who decides? I mean, we have the ability to do this stuff now. This is what's scary. You can engineer your kid to be short, tall, big, fat, whatever. What would it do? Just think about the ramifications of somebody saying, okay, I want to, because of global climate change, we want to re-engineer people. So we want nobody to be over 5 feet tall for whatever reason. And oh, by the way, my Cracker Jack producers have put in front of me articles validating all three of the things that this gentleman sent me. Because I would have thought this is a spoof. That one, people need to be shorter for climate change. I would have thought you were joking with me. Number two, that MasterCard would have issued a credit card, not in the name you choose. I'm going to choose Oprah Winfrey, and I want the spending limit to match. Okay, or this professor who said that we can't meet the world's meat demands, so let's just make people allergic to meat. We're carnivores. How's that going to work out? All of these stories are true. And I'm looking here at the MasterCard story, and that story was from 2019. Well, maybe it's come up because it's Pride Month. Remember, June is Pride Month. We only have a few days left of Pride Month, for those of you who care. So there's something to be said for that. So do we want to delve in? I guess since we might as well. So the shorter people thing, because I was talking about that. I don't even know what the definition of short is. I mean, if you're under, as a guy, if you're under the average, you would be shorter than the normal. And if you're over the average, then you're taller. That's pretty easy. But if you're 2, 3, 4 inches shorter, are you technically short? Because here's the thing. A guy that's 5'10" is short to a guy that's 6'7". It's all relative. I'm not a tall person. But if somebody's 5 foot standing next to me, I feel like a giant. I think it's all relative. Anyway, here's what the article says about short people got no reason to. Short people got no reason to live. Tiny hands, tiny feet. Okay. Short people are more climate friendly, argue researchers at, here we go, New York University and Oxford University in a provocative new paper, Human Engineering and Climate Change. It's going to be published in the journal Ethics, Policy, and the Environment. Not the first time that environmental concerns have motivated such a suggestion. For example, back in 1967 in Technology Review, they published an article which argued a reduction in man's size might be compared to an increase in the size of the Earth. Consider, as but one example, the relation of man's size to the facilities provided for transportation. Smaller man could mean smaller vehicles, either smaller highways, rights of way, or greater capacity for existing highways, easier provisions for off-street parking. Similar benefits of smaller human size become apparent in buildings. In 1984, the Washington Post did an article on how to feed an allegedly overpopulating world, cited futurist Graham Molitor as envisioning, quote, an outer limit scenario using genetic engineering to produce smaller people who need less food. We'll get more into this when we return, folks. Thanks for being here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the craziest ideas sent to me by one of my avid listeners of the program. And he proposed, he said there are three ideas. I had no idea about either any of these, but I'm not surprised by them. One, a professor says human beings need to be redesigned to be shorter to combat climate change. We just finished talking about that. I thought this was a joke. I really did. I didn't believe this. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Second one, which was more believable because, you know, we've got this new woke thing with everybody wanting to placate to the LGBTQ community, the alphabet community, as Dave Chappelle calls them. So MasterCard issuing credit cards based on how one self-identifies. I just wonder, what world do they live in where you can say, this is who I am? This is who I want to be today. How often can you change it? Now, that one I believe. What this reminded me of when I got it was Larry the Cable Guy. He's on Sirius. And he does a show, I believe, on Fridays. I'm not sure. And they pick these topics. And you have to pick which one is either not real or is real. And when I got this, this is what it reminded me of. And I've also seen a show like this on what's it called? PBR, PBS, no, it's a rodeo. PBS. professional bull riders have a show like this. No, I think it's PBS. And you have to pick the most loony thing, and it's always something super crazy, and you're like, well, and there's no shortage of these stories if you know how to go look for crazy news. So when I got this, I thought, oh, this is a joke. It's no joke. But anyway, MasterCard says they're going to issue credit cards based on that, so we'll talk about that in a minute. And the third one, professor says they're having a difficult time meeting the meat demands of the world, so we need to engineer humans to be allergic to meat. And I want to tell you, this is a scary thought to me. In the wake of what's going on with this Wu flu nonsense and this shot that's killing people, enlarging people's hearts, giving them palsy, giving them blood clots and a host of other things. Because see, man thinks he's so smart. And God has made our bodies in perfection. And he's given man the ability to alter it. And he says, let's see what you do. And you know what the first thing man does is say, well, you know, here, God, we think that we can alter it and it'll be better. Let me just give you one truism. Man has not altered one single thing in nature to make it better. Not one thing. You can say, well, Kevin, he dug this big hole and made a lake, or they did that. Let me tell you, nature knows what to do. Now, we manipulate things because we want it to be better for us. You might want to build a lake around your little community or something, and that's fine. But, you know, that's selfish. If you just leave Earth to itself, nature knows exactly what it wants to do. It is programmed to do it that way. And it'll even do it with man's interference. You ever seen ivy climbing up the wall of a building? Yeah, that's nature saying, hey, you know, when you're gone, I'm going to take this building over. I don't like this eyesore. Saw a movie where they had abandoned some buildings and they showed tree roots growing up through the foundations and stuff. Like, yeah, how could a tree grow up through a foundation? Because the seed got planted in a crack. Because that's what nature does. It takes it over. Anyways, let's go on to the next piece. But what they want us to understand is that, and I went through the short people thing. The shorter we are, the smaller we are, the smaller our carbon footprint, the less we need for resources. Well, what size would be best? Should we be a foot tall? I don't know. Who's going to make that decision? But let me put it to you this way. The scientists working on this probably are shorties. What's the next one? MasterCard pronoun. This happened in 2019, thanks producers. They said MasterCard has announced that it will let transgender and non-binary people use their chosen name rather than their legal or given name on credit, debit, and prepaid cards. And here was their statement. For many in the LGBTQIA+ community, I'm not exaggerating it. What is the IA plus? Okay, I get the plus because they still don't know who they want to add. That's how it works with leftism. They say the name on their credit card, debit, or prepaid cards does not reflect their true identity. As a result, for the transgender and non-binary communities in particular, the card in their pocket can serve as a source of sensitivity, misrepresenting their true identity when shopping and going about daily life. And for the record, I don't disagree with that. If you're dressed up like a woman and you feel like Susan and your given name's Ted, I get it. But hey, you know what? There are just some crosses you have to bear because we need to know who you are. Because most people will consider you a fraud. Anyway, they said, as part of its LGBT inclusion initiative, the bank is offering a, quote, true name card, which can be obtained through a sensitive and private process free of personal questions. Well, I hope it's linked to their legit one. And then finally, the third one that this guy sent me was around being allergic to meat. And this is the one, along with engineering shorter people, these are the ones that scare me because all three of these things could be engineered. You can engineer someone to be transsexual or, you know, whatever, to mess with their sexuality. So all three of these have implications that we are now experimenting. We have people playing God, choosing the sex of their kids, whatever. And they're not doing it through, okay, well, the male sperm swim a little faster, so we'll increase your odds. They're saying, no matter what sperm fertilizes the egg, we'll change the DNA to what you want. What are we going to be creating here? But let's go back to the meat. This article says, this is one of the rare moments where we don't know if we should make jokes or fear for our lives. Prepare yourself. A viral video shows a bioethicist suggests we re-engineer humans to become allergic to meat in order to control climate change. I want you to understand the level of crazy that's gone into climate change. A video of a panel at the 2016 World Science Festival has resurfaced, causing outrage from thousands on social media. Matthew Lau is speaking about reducing humanity's footprint on the planet. Lau says a major impact each of us can make is by limiting our meat. He then brings up the idea of altering one's body to be allergic to all meat in order to help with overconsumption. And an example of this is given of how a tick bite can cause an alpha gal allergy, what they call a red meat allergy. He says there's this thing called a Lone Star tick where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. That's something we can do through human engineering. We can possibly address really big world problems through human engineering. There are people out there who consider weather a really big world problem, and they're doing crazy stuff in order to propagate these lies. It's scary.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I strongly believe that most people don't want to leave home, and when they do, it is because either they are fleeing some harm or because today they cannot provide for the basic necessities of their family.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in El Paso, Texas today on her visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris again saying she's trying to truly tackle immigration and deal with why illegal immigrants are leaving Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Central America. The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least four people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department is suing Georgia over its new voting laws, alleging it violates federal voting rights. Georgia's Election Integrity Act, which was passed on a party-line vote and signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in late March, contains a slew of changes to election laws in the state. Worth noting, the law does expand early voting. Microsoft says their latest operating system will be available later in 2020.
Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Police departments are having trouble recruiting. What are you doing? You just got to Miami to recruit this next generation of cops.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, we're actually going out and spending a lot of time with young people in the high schools and junior high schools and elementary schools, having one of the most, effective police activities league. We have to build relationships from a young age all the way through college. And as a result of those efforts, we are meeting our goals. However, that can't be said nationwide because of what's going on across the country with the anti-policing sentiment and all the other things that you highlighted in your report there with Gabe.
There's a very big difference between peaceful protesters and looters. Last year, when you were Houston's police chief, you made it clear. You warned looters that they would be prosecuted. But charges were just dropped for hundreds of looters in New York. Are you concerned about what kind of message that sends and the position that puts police in?
You know, I'm concerned about a lot of things. You know, the biggest problem in our country right now isn't the police. You know, the cops that remain are still doing their job. We've removed almost 200 firearms in the last few weeks from bad guys here in Miami, and that's happened across the country. I'm concerned about our criminal justice system, our courts that have been shut down across the country. We have activist judges across the country. We have DAs that aren't charging people. And so it's like a perfect storm. These officers that remain, they're committed, they're dedicated, they want to make a difference. But when they see themselves put themselves at risk and their families at risk just to see charges dropped wholesale and just to see violent criminals that are being coddled, it really has, I think, an impact on the psyche, the morale, and quite frankly, a lot of officers around the country saying, why am I putting myself at risk if the criminal justice system isn't going to do their jobs and if the community isn't going to speak out on behalf of the good cops and on behalf of the victims in this nation?
Here, here. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's why we do what we do. It's why I made the film Bleeding Blue. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Bleeding Blue, no offense, folks, and I don't run many commercials on the program, but we rely on you to go tell people to watch this program, watch the movie. If you've seen it, I think you will agree it's a pretty amazing film. It tells the truth about policing in America. So I hope you will continue to support that effort. This is not going away. I just published an article, 41% increase in violence against police. And it's been going up year over year. President Trump couldn't stop it because it's not his problem. It's a problem with cities. It's insane what we're witnessing location by location. It doesn't matter. Pick your big city. I promise you, I will get you the stats. I'm not trying to sway this idea one way or the other. People shouldn't be shooting at cops. Cops, I know they're going to. I know the criminal element is. But the problem is, we have a citizenry now that says, don't do it. Leave them alone. They're good. You know, the criminals are the good guys. There's a thing in the Bible that says, in the end of days, the right will appear wrong and wrong will appear right. And I swear, we are so there. And when you throw in, I know it sounds conspiratorial because I've been talking about it already, but when you throw in man's want to play God with DNA, and I have to believe, I am a flawed Christ follower, but I believe that there comes a point in the evolution of man, and this is just my little limited view of the world, okay? But I believe that the being that I believe exists, this higher power that drives everything that I do, even when I'm wrong, I feel bad about it, but drives me towards this good, this goodness, I believe that that entity is saying, guys, you're messing around in my sandbox, and I'm going to make you pay. I don't know what that morph of human is going to look like, but I think back on, what's that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Total Recall. You remember the freak show when they landed on Mars, that freak show that was there? That's what you're going to be looking at one day. The Jabba the Hutt scene in Star Wars, that bar scene in Star Wars, that's what you're going to be looking at, because man keeps thinking he can play around with the human form. When does man say enough is enough? The answer is they don't. If there's a way to separate us, if there's a way to divide us from critical thinking, from our brains, or from our money, there is somebody out there willing to do it. And so, right is wrong and wrong is right. End of days. And man believing that he can play God. I will give you a shot that will separate you, that will effectively change who you are. At the DNA level. This is Frankensteinian at its finest. I mean, holy cow, if you told me this, I wanted to go into biomed. I love electrical engineering, but I absolutely am fascinated with robotics and artificial intelligence. Did I not have the perfect degrees of math, computer science, and electrical engineering? I mean, I had the perfect degrees to go into that, and I'm fascinated by it. And for the life of me, I just remember, I didn't lose interest, but I found out I could make more money in sales, and I gravitated away from it, but I love it. I got a friend that sells orthopedic parts, and I told him, man, we can build bionic people. He goes, Kevin, you'd be shocked that he can only tell us what he's allowed to tell us. But he tells me all the time, you'd be shocked at what we are building right now. Whew. Anyway, so this cop goes out, he says, we're having trouble recruiting. He goes, well, the lady says that. And he says, yeah, because we have to build relationships, but it's tough to do. He goes, we're meeting our goals, but this anti-police sentiment that's going on all over the country is not allowing people to give us a fair shot. Who wants to be in law enforcement? And then they go on to talk about all these different things. Releasing looters in New York. Whose grand idea was this? Let's get rid of the looters. Let's let them free. What do you think? They're going to go back on the street and say, man, see, I did a little bit of time for this, but look at what I got. You know, and then what about the next opportunity? If you get the next opportunity to loot and you stole $5,000 worth of stuff and you say, I did, 2 weeks to make $5,000, that's making $10,000 a month. What do you think you're going to do next time? You're going to go loot heavier and harder. If that's the penalty, let me put it this way. If I wanted something, and okay, I want new golf clubs, and I go to the place and they're $1,000 and I steal them, and all I'm going to do is a day in jail, it becomes I could buy them and deplete my money, not make my rent payment, or I could steal them and do a day. I don't think I'll steal them. And in California, if they're under $950, why not steal them? It's not a felony. This guy goes on. He says, she asks, what do you think about these charges being dropped? He says, the biggest problem in America is not the police. And he thankfully, this guy was astute enough to work this in. He's like, it's the criminals. He goes, we removed 200 illegal firearms. Now, I didn't play the rest of the clip, but he goes on to say, you know, we got to close loopholes at gun shows and things like that. And my first reaction was, leave the gun stuff alone. But that's why if criminals are going to gun shows and they're getting their guns that way too. So if you give me a legal way to purchase a gun, I'll purchase the gun. I think that's what the majority of Americans will do. We're the law-abiding citizens. But he goes on to say, and I thought this was really profound. He says, I'm concerned about the criminal justice system that would release those people who've committed crimes like this. I'm concerned about activist judges. I'm concerned about district attorneys who won't prosecute certain crimes or certain people because of color. Jussie Smollett. And he's right. He's right about all of it. And so, let's go back to the theme. The theme is fake. The day of today. The theme is fake. How these people are nothing but frauds. You get a guy, that was Miami's top cop. He was Houston's top cop before, and he said, I didn't allow looting in Houston. I put you in jail. But I've only done half of the part of it. It's up to the criminal justice system to live up to it, and they're not. And so we find ourselves in what I think of as end of days. We have people who make more money being frauds than being real. It's like I told you guys before. When I say something on this program, it is not for my own personal benefit. It is because I think it could be better for you than it is for me. May I benefit? Sure. But it won't be a fraction of what you benefit. We pride ourselves on this. We pride ourselves on being who we are. There are many of you who've met me. Many of you. I dare you tell anybody, am I different? Am I different from when you hear me on the radio to when we meet, we go sit down for dinner, coffee, or how we worked together in the past? Am I any different? Decades. Andy, who's known me since I was a salesman, and many others, I'm no different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My invitation remains wide open for any leftist that wants to come on the show, debate me on the topics that we've talked about, and I will absolutely destroy them. The more intellectual they think that themselves to be, the worse they will be destroyed. I'm just going to tell you, if you come on, you'll fare much better if you just say, look, I don't know a lot, but here's what I think, because then you'll have a free lawn pass. But if you consider yourself part of the intelligentsia that wants to talk about WUFLU, climate change, race relations, etc., border issues, security, whatever, come on, And as long as it's not like foreign policy, some way, place I'm out of my wheelhouse, and I'll tell people up front, I'll go, I can't debate that topic. But if it's a topic that I accept as a debate, I will kick your butts in front of my audience, and you can play it for your audience, though I doubt you will. But that is an open invitation. I've been saying this for the better part of 11 years, and I had a couple of people take me up on it, and I destroyed them. They never call back. We got to find those, in fact, and play those, because I want to remind these people, you were listening to my program, probably still are. Let's face it, you don't get enough of me. And they never call back. I remember one guy in particular who was telling me about how blacks, you know, how the Democrats converted to all become Republicans, and the Republicans are racist and all that. And I destroyed him, gave him all kinds of data, said, go do your homework and come back on the show. I remember one, and then I remember a second guy wanting to debate me, and he was yelling the whole time. I kicked his butt, too, but he wanted to yell because he thought that if he talked louder, it made his malady of stupidity got better, but it didn't. But if you want to come on here and debate issues, I'm happy to debate you. And there you go. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We take them all on. And it's funny. Here's the other thing. If you want me to come on your show or your venue and to debate you, I'm happy to do it. Once I accept the debate, fight is on. Game on, baby. So let me give you another example of leftist stupidity played out. Because apparently somebody didn't read the green energy memo in California. And because if they had, they would have figured out that these electric cars are maybe not quite as eco-friendly as has been sold by the green weenie crowd. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I explain this for the leftists who follow my work, especially those that have to get people to read it to them. But electric cars are not zero emissions, and in the foreseeable future never will be, because they have to be connected to this thing called the grid, the electricity grid. And as leftism learns, every time there's a blackout or a brownout or an ice storm or something like that, they've learned that green energy fails. Solar panels don't work that well with no light, so they don't work in the evenings. Wind doesn't work, wind power, when there's no wind. Hydro doesn't work when there's no hydro producing it. And I could go on. So you've got to have something backing it up. It's called the grid. And that grid is being powered by coal. Sometimes it's on nuclear, but it's generally going to be coal. And then occasionally, they will use other fossil fuels. But that's the way we get our power. And power is a commodity, because the power that's generated in the instant that I'm talking right now, in the very instant, this one, it's gone. It's being used or it dissipates. It's one or the other. So if you use it, great. If you don't, it dissipates. By backing up the grid for solar and wind and hydro and all these other things, a lot of power dissipates. It gets lost. It's never to be recovered. Think of it this way. A power company is storing energy, and it wants that energy to be distributed somewhere. And if it can't get distributed, it's like spoiling, food spoiling in a supermarket. It's gone. And leftists pretend they don't understand it. This dirty grid must remain active no matter what, because the sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow, water doesn't always flow. So all these clean vehicles that California mandated are connected to the grid. At the end of the evening, the millions of Californians that have these cars go plug in. And now, California is begging for their electric car owners to please stop using so much energy. See, because the socialist utopia, known as Californicate, is experiencing this very crazy time right now, weather-wise. It's called summer. Or, as AOC would call it, global climate change. So, guess what? Right now, it's hot in California. Areas of the state at triple digits. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in Arizona, it's been triple digits in the summer. That's where I live. Shocker, right? So what? Who knew that it could possibly get triple digits in the deserts of California and Arizona and New Mexico and Texas? So this increased summer heat does what? Well, it taxes all the electricity, electrical systems. Needless to say, they're running at max. The power grid is spiking. California's answer is to ask its people to please not charge their electric cars all at once. Please string them out. Else the state leaders are going to have to admit, folks, that green energy isn't quite as green as they claim. Because while you're charging overnight, let me explain what's happening. You get a lull in the atmosphere that causes the wind to stop blowing, so the windmills aren't turning. You have no solar energy. They're not using enough hydro, so the only thing really left for them is nuclear. From the article, the state's power grid operators have been telling residents to, quote, relieve pressure from the grid by charging their EVs at off-peak hours. According to the report, Californians were asked twice by the California Independent System Operator, ISO, to conserve energy voluntarily. That's a very powerful word in this article. The ISO specifically asked people to charge their EVs at certain off-peak times. And it makes sense because when there's people are sleeping, they're not running their washing machines, they're not running big equipment, things like that. There's more power available on the grid. But it ain't green. It's that dirty black energy. It's that Negro energy that's drinking a Colt 45 saying, I want to be Billy Dee Williams when I grow up. As it takes a drag off of a cigarette. Black energy, baby. Black energy. Next, it says the ISO suggests avoid using large appliances and turn off extra lights. See, it's suffering. Liberalism falls on its own weight almost every time. See, if the leftists said to AOC in the crowd, look, guys, because this is the conservative take. We love clean energy. We all want to migrate to clean energy, but we must do it judiciously. And stop telling people that the world is going to end in 12 years when you know that's a lie. People have been saying this for decades. How about we actually start looking at solving the problem? Let's analyze peak and off-peak hours. Let's explain to the public how the grid system works and that, you know, we've tracked the winds and this is when they tend to come. We know how the sun's going to be. We know when sunrise is going to come and when sunset is. We're going to look at better means of storing energy and things like this. If we looked at it collectively together, let me tell you something. It's a solvable problem. But it isn't going to be solved with people making an alarm, you know, sounding the alarm bell. And I go back to the Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem. Energy! We got to go to clean energy or else we're all going to die. You know, clean energy or bust. We're all going to die unless we do it. And then they don't solve anything. That's the strategy. But if we got together and said, look, we conservatives, I don't mind that cities lose smog and that I've seen enough alien spacecraft, or at least in Hollywood, to believe that there probably are some other really cool energy sources out there. But how about we look at them collectively and judiciously and stop alarming people to think that they're all going to die tomorrow? Get over yourselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.